It's 9:06 on Talk Radio 790 KABC. I'm Mark Cohen on Computers and Technology. As always, happy to spend my Saturday morning with you. Got a great show for you today. Good friend of mine, Deborah Pratt, is in here, who has created a great new science fiction book called Vision Quest and an online website. And there's a million things, so we'll just talk about it in a second and tell you what it is. Also, a little bit later on the show, there's a number of new Palms out. Singular has a new Palm out, the Palm 750, so we're going to talk to Palm and see what their new things are. If you want to call us, we're at 1-800-222-KABC. That's 1-800-222-KABC. Call early. If you call later, it's harder to get you on the phone, so call right now. Deborah, welcome. Delighted to have you.
Thank you. It's fabulous to be here. You look great.
Well, thank you. You too.
You can't see him, but he looks great.
I do, don't I? I really do. Thank you. And I am Deidre, Deborah's sister, here sitting with us, waving hello to everybody. Now, you did this little show. I don't think many people remember it because it didn't do very well, but it was this little show called Quantum Leap.
Yes, that's true.
Which was, in my opinion, probably one of the greatest television shows ever.
Oh.
I mean, I loved this show. Ran for 5 years.
Yeah,
and of course,
you.
I'm kidding about people not knowing about it. Scott Bakula was the star of that show.
And
Dean Stockwell, who I can't believe I'm actually going to date myself, but I remember Dean Stockwell from a movie, The Boy with Green Hair.
Yes. Deidre
shaking her head, which had to be, you know, I know my grandparents told me about it. That's the reason I know about it. But he was a little kid in that movie.
He was 8.
Was he 8 years old?
Before that, he did The Secret Garden.
Oh, did he? You mean the one that's been currently done?
No. He did the original Secret Garden.
But the same movie.
Same movie. Right. He played the little cripple boy.
Oh, you know, I kind of do remember that. So you did that. Now, you wrote 24 episodes of that?
Yeah, 24.
Of that. And then you started in a show called Airwolf, which was very popular with Jan Michael Benson. Oh, very good.
Yes, that's true.
Where there was this great... In fact, that was very futuristic helicopter for the time.
It was.
When was that series on?
That was on 84, 85, 86, 87.
Okay, so that was a pretty futuristic helicopter.
It was very futuristic, and when the show went off the air, a South American military group tried to buy it, thinking it was
thinking
real.
Thinking it was real?
Yeah.
Oh, how funny. So you have written a sci-fi book.
I've written a trilogy of
a
books.
A trilogy called Vision Quest. So the question number one, what's the book about?
The book is a classic... Joseph Campbell, epic call to adventure. It's along the lines of Harry Potter and Star Wars in that sense. It's a science fantasy, but it's not a galaxy far, far away. It's Earth, about 130 years in the future. It's based on the science and technology of today and the fact that we are cloning, that we are into nanotechnology, that we are genetically splicing human genetics into animals. So we're already living with altered species that were created. And so the projection is, what's that world going to be like? So it's a coming-of-age story told through the eyes of a young man, but it's also a coming-of-age story of the Earth.
Now, you're combining this with a number of things. You're going to be combining this as a animated adventure for television, for DVD.
Actually, the first deal that we have is for mobile phones.
For mobile phones. So your mobile phone...
Cliffhanger, Mobisodes.
And is this kind of like a throwback to the old days of the old Buck Rogers series?
Yes, Flash Gordon.
Flash Gordon.
Absolutely. So it has all kinds of great action-adventure. But there's a whole spiritual underpinning because it's the re-empowerment of humanity.
So you're taking, how long of an episode will you see on your mobile phone?
Right now we're looking at about 2 minutes.
And then how frequent will those be?
We're setting all that up right now.
Okay.
I mean, the episodes probably, we're still about 8 months away from actually releasing those. So the book will come out. It'll hopefully build a following. Roke Entertainment has made this deal with us. I mean, you can get wallpaper now from the site. If you go to the site.
And tell us, where's the site, by the way?
The Vision Quest.
VisionQuest.com.
And you have to become a quester to get to the really cool stuff. But it's a community-based website right now.
Now, these have gotten extremely popular all of a sudden, the community, you know, MySpace. You've got a million different kinds of spaces that are trying to create communities. Second Life, which is a similar kind of a thing.
It's a three-dimensional avatar, which is where we want to go.
And so, and this is kind of a model for those of you out there who are trying to figure out how to, you have to be as brilliant and creative as Deborah is to do this, but to create a business using all the media and all the online things. So I know one of the questions you wanted to, and we want to ask audience too, where do you want to see the internet go? I mean, how do you want to use the internet? Is that what?
Well, absolutely. But also, what is the technology that's out there? I mean, that's what I love about coming to do this show. But the concept behind the Vision Quest is, through the power of thought, we can manifest reality. You know, we're living in a world that's so fear-based right now. It's making an ugly future for us. So we really have to stop thinking in that direction. And the idea of creating a virtual future online is where we're going. So come to the site and put in your input through artwork or communications or the forums and all of the above. But the bigger question is, and you're the tech people that know this, where are we going technology-wise that we can really explore this? So we were doing we did a launch of the book, and we were setting up a live feed from our base in New Zealand to have people be able to watch the launch worldwide, because we're really looking for a global audience. So I guess I wanted to say, oh my God, I'm on this show. This is incredible. We can really discuss what technology is out there to really help put the world on one mind, one world. Let's think about the same kind of world that we can create.
All right, let's actually get a phone call from Dan out in his car in Laguna Beach. How you doing, Dan?
Oh, I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm great, thank you.
So you were talking about, in order to get this information, you need to be a quester, but you didn't tell me how I could become a quester.
You send me $1 million in cash, and then I'll forward you the information. or it was $100,000, I'm sorry. How do you become a quester?
When you go to the site, there's one of the first things you see on the left-hand panel says sign up to be a quester. So you put in your quester name, you know, whatever you want to be called by, and your password, and that opens up a plethora of sections of the website for you to explore, to see what's coming, to get involved, to watch. Well, you can watch the videos just by landing there, but that pretty much opens you up to be able to get into the chat forums. And
Dan, have you done this kind of thing before?
It's Jan, and yes.
Oh, Jan, I'm sorry. Jan?
Yes. And so, okay. No, that's all I needed to know.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
1-800-222-KABC if you want to call. And then if you get online, so you become a quester, and then you become part of this online community.
Right, and like MySpace and YouTube, we're really looking to the community to contribute artwork, thoughts. We have in the book, you've read the book.
Uh-huh. It's great, by the way.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited. We're getting very, very, very good reviews on it. In the book, there are 4 knowledge orbs, and in them contains not only the greatest knowledge of the universe, which we have to crack, so we need your help, but we're also looking to put in the website the greatest minds on the planet Earth to really.
Fine, I'll volunteer.
Oh,
it's
you're
fine.
So good.
At least
you're
I can
so
do.
Kind.
I am really.
And
they're all full up, Mark.
I'm sorry. What? I'm sorry. Who was that? Hello.
They're all full up, buddy.
Yeah. Well, actually, hold that thought because we're going to take a break and then we'll come back into it. And then I want to ask you a little bit. Also, I want to go back to Quantum Leap a little bit. Is I know there's a major fan base still floating around on Quantum Leap.
Yes. It's true. There's a convention coming together for 2009.
Wow. All right. We'll be right back. How did Quantum Leap come about? And then we'll come back and break and talk some more.
Actually, I was reading a book by Stephen Hawking and got to a chapter on quantum physics and the fact that a particle could be in 2 places at one time, and brought the book to Don Bellisario. And said, what if, and once, you know, he had been wanting to do an anthology show, and so I had said, what if you could be in 2 places at one time? You know, we were looking for like a new hero show and all that kind of stuff. And so he came back with the idea that if you traveled through time, there's, time and space is limited.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, it was in the book, Stephen Hawking.
And actually, hold that thought, because time and space is limited, because we got to go to a commercial break.
Nice segue.
That was nice, wasn't
nice.
It? 9:30 on Talk Radio 790 KABC. It's time for Rick Williams and a KABC News Up. Deborah Pratt, one of the creators of Quantum Leap on Airwolf, and a new book, a sci-fi book called The Vision Quest, a whole online community that we're talking about. We're going to talk a second. I want to take some phone calls before I do that, but I do want to continue how the Quantum Leap, what happened to it. Such a great, love that series. I was so angry when the little red button.
Oh, sorry, that was
no,
my fault.
That was your fault, Mario.
You know, I was working as a day player on Universal in the studio or in the soundstage right next to Quantum Leap. An episode where he worked as a, he had to play, Scott Bakula had to play a wrestler.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes, yeah. Right.
Yeah, I great was working, got to meet all the wrestlers and everything. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. Great series.
Deborah Pratt in studio with me, one of the creators of Quantum Leap, Airwolf, and a new book called The Vision Quest, which we're going to talk about in a second. Future.
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I mean, I was probably done. Did you want to say something important?
Deborah wanted to say hello to a friend of hers who's having a birthday today.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. Ernest Borgnine.
Ernest is
who
90.
Who I worked with on Airwolf is 90 years old today and still fabulous. Happy birthday, Ernest.
Oh, wow. And I still, again, grandparents told me about this show.
Of course.
McHale's Navy. Wasn't that Ernest?
Yeah,
he was a terrific actor.
Was that a film before it was a TV show?
You know, I don't know. That I don't know. I know he won the Academy Award for Marty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Terrific actor.
Terrific actor. Very pro.
Okay.
Well, somebody had asked me where to get the Vision Quest book.
Well, hold that thought.
Oh, okay.
Rachel?
Yes?
Did you want to know where to get the Vision Quest book?
I have two questions, and that would be one. Yes, I'm a huge fan of the Club Quantum Leap and of Ms. Pratt, so yeah. For sure.
Well, good. We all are.
Thank you.
And what's your question?
I also want to know how you would, I mean, what your, for the online community, I mean, you guys had said something about putting, you know, a story like this out to the online community, and how would something like that happen? I mean, there's a MySpace, I'm just kind of curious how you envision that.
At present, if you go to thevisionquest.com, which is also where you can get the book right now, we'll be on Amazon in about 3 weeks, and then we'll be in bookstores probably in about 6 weeks. But the community itself right now is a chat-based community, so you can sign up to become a quester. You'll see it'll kind of walk you through the whole process. And in that, it will start to build your profile. And you can come into the world and learn about the Vision Quest storyline and world. There's little games that we're starting to build into it. And then the ultimate goal for the community is to create a 3D avatar environment. So we're literally building cities from the books online that you can own real estate in, set up businesses in. We'll bring in sponsorships so that you could go to a store and buy a product in the virtual world for your avatar and at the same time buy it for yourself that will be shipped to you. I mean, we're probably 2 to 3 years away from completion on some on that scope. But the idea of creating this community, literally we're asking the questers to build the future.
Wow.
There you go.
That sounds great. Well, thank you very much. That's thevisionquest.com.
Thevisionquest.com.
Thank you.
Hey, Rachel, thank you. 1-800-222-KABC. Got some open lines. Give us a call about computers or Vision Quest. Quantum Leap started in what year, Deborah?
89,
and it ran for 5 years.
Four and a half. We came in mid-season and moved 6 times, and the leapers always followed us. And
do you have any idea, and we got to go to break in a second, how many leapers are still out there that follow the show?
There are 63 active sites.
Wow.
Still going. I know that I'm in touch with people from London and Germany.
So they're all over the place. Thousands of people
still
follow the show.
And
it's been off for a long time.
Well, you know, it's in syndication big time.
So oh, so you can still see it.
You can still see it. So it picks up new fans.
Well, if you have never seen the show, it is a really terrific TV show. I'm Mark Cohen on Computers and Technology. Deborah Pratt, author of The Vision Quest, new sci-fi, great new sci-fi book that you can buy at thevisionquest.com and join the online community. After I take some phone calls, we'll talk some more about that. Deborah, one of the creators of Quantum Leap on Airwolf and a million other movies and all kinds of cool stuff.
Not a million, but
3.
I wanted to say that in the book, I really wanted to challenge the readers. So there's some technology that I created, including communicators.
Because
I was thinking Jules Verne's.
Oh, yeah.
When he wrote Journey to the Center of the Earth and Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea and First Man. I mean, all those books, we had never done that.
Right.
And I think science fiction writers over the years have always challenged technical people to say, oh, yeah, you could do that.
Well, wasn't it Da Vinci that came up with all the the drawings of all the futuristic things?
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
I used to, when I was a kid, I used to have I only had like 3 records, and one of them was an a record of, it was a Disneyland record of Journey to the Center of the Earth.
That was a great story.
Oh, man, it was fantastic. I used to love listening to that.
Yeah, good
but
stuff.
But you remember the technology in it. It was amazing even then.
Oh, it
so
is.
We've got some good stuff in the Vision Quest. Not a pilot anymore.
It's a yes. Okay, right. So let's go back to the book. The Vision Quest, which is the website.
TheVisionQuest.com is the website. It's also the name of the book. The first book is The Vision Quest, The Age of Light, because in the future I'm planning on the fact that
we have light?
We have enlightened ourselves.
Kind of light.
That kind of enlightenment to be a better world, global communication, the fact that we no longer look at each other as white, black, green, yellow. We are humans. We finally reach our humanity. And
we're all equal? Is that what you're saying?
Basically,
what kind of society is that?
Except for the splicers.
Oh, so there is
the splicers, in a way, because their humanity is so new to them, remember the forgotten powers and are trying to teach them back to us. So Buddha and Edgar Cayce and Jesus Christ and all the people who said, do as I do, they were serious.
Well, that's good to know.
They said, you can levitate. You can, telecommunicate. You can go negative. And what's amazing is that I've talked to people who have read the book and said, I had an experience in my life where I walked through a situation where I should have absolutely been killed and wasn't. It's usually fear-driven. I don't know how many people have experienced that, where suddenly you're someplace where you shouldn't have been and you get out of it because of something that you consider phenomenal. But the truth is we have the power to do that.
When we come back from break, I have to talk about how I realized that that the universe was kind of messing with me. Like I'd have a remote control next to me, and then I'd look to my right, and it would be gone, and I haven't moved. I mean, it
has
moved.
That's not the universe. That's old age.
I have to tell you, I had a talk with the universe. I said, you're messing with me, aren't you? I wasn't quite this kind as I'm using on the air. And I said, you're messing with me. And I swear to you, ever since then, the stuff just reappears.
It does. It the same just, thing happened with my there. Glasses.
Yeah, and socks.
It's the power of thought.
Yeah, all right. We'll be right back. Talk more about that. Mark, don't laugh, Mark.
Don't laugh. It happened to you, Mark. You did not mean it.
Yeah, Mario, just forget about it.
I'm sorry.
1045 on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Deborah, because we're running out of time, TheVisionQuest.com. Yes.
The Vision Quest, The Age of Light, Book 1.
Book 1. I'm losing my voice with 2 minutes left. Tell us about, how much is the book, by the way?
The book is $21.54 plus tax, shipping and handling.
$21.54?
Alex.
Why?
Special pricing that had to cover certain things, and we didn't want to go higher, so.
Okay, and you can buy it on the website, and you are autographing the books?
So if you order this first group off from my website, from the visionquest.com website, we will be on Amazon in about 2 to 3 weeks. We will be in bookstores, I think Barnes & Noble, it takes 4 to 5 weeks. So we're coming out there on all forces, and I ask people to come and make a better world.
That's a nice idea. That really is. Mike, do we like that idea? Yeah. Yeah, Mario's not that crazy about it, Mike and I, a better world.
Quantum leap, time travel, I've been to the future, I've been to the past.
There
I'm
you
telling
go.
You, we can make a better future.
Yeah, great stuff. And if you have not seen Quantum Leap, watch it on TV because you'll get an idea of what
a great
writer.
Thank you, Deborah.
Is.
That was
Jamie,
a really cool show.
Come talk to me for a few seconds. What are you doing today?
We're actually celebrating Mardi Gras. I'm so excited to share
with you
Emeril Lagasse's top 3 chefs. Live from New Orleans, sharing everything about Carnival, the best cocktails, and Creole versus Cajun. We're going to have gumbo galore. Stay tuned. And
here
we're celebrating Super Bowl and Valentine's Day. No, actually, we're not going to be in studio, but we're going to encourage you to go to New Orleans, give back. Tourism is really the way that this city will continue its rebirth, and so we're going to honor New Orleans. But wait till you hear this delicious conversation.
Okay.
Guaranteed to make you hungry.
All right, I'm hungry now.
My mom's from New Orleans. She makes the best gumbo.
Hey,
sorry,
there you go.
Anywhere?
Sorry.
All right. Deborah, thank you so much for being
thank
in with
you,
us.
Mark.
Get
what
the
a
website.
Pleasure.